Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 1st and the whole week ahead. Well, the new moon in Libra is the powerful entity now in the fact that it's going to give you a great time to make a fresh start and new beginnings where you live, in your home life, or even in a family situation. The important thing for you to learn as a Cancerian is to know when to let go. There are certain things you can take with you into the future, but there's some things you need to dump. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday's new moon is now linked to Uranus, so there's unpredictable things happening, and some of it may be connected between your home and also where you work, your career. So I would say to you, not a good time to make decisions yet, but come the end of the week, you'll be in a much better position. Also, yesterday, Venus connected with Neptune. Loving, romantic, just a very beautiful, compassionate time. Here's your Monday stars. With so much happening in the sign of Scorpio, and for you as a Cancerian, this is good news. You can rest assured that this is a lovely day for doing the things that you love to do. Listen to your heart. Your heart knows everything about you. And the more you can push forward with people you love or situations you adore, the better. This is all about knowing what your heart wants to make you feel good and wholesome. And here's your Tuesday stars. With the Sun and Saturn working beautifully together, this is one of those down-to-earth days when you can make choices and decisions. One of them could be where you live, linked to your home, linked to family matters, but also I think this is about digging into the past. There's something in your past that you need to deal with, you need to sort out, and these kind of stars mean that you can do it seriously and responsibly without upsetting any apple carts. And here's your Wednesday stars. Venus and Pluto work beautifully now. There's a lot of passion between these two planets when they work well together. So we're talking about love, but we're also talking about sex too. So if you're involved with somebody on a sexual plane, even better. Or it may well mean that you will progress to something more impotent, more powerfully passionate, more intense when it comes to desires. It's all starting to happen. Here's your Thursday stars. The sign of Sagittarius for you is about work and business matters as well as health and medical concerns. So they're the two areas you should be looking into now. If you've had something you need to sort out when it comes to health, do it now. And equally, if there's something you wish to find out more, to go into more when it comes to work or business, do it now. Here's your Friday stars. Well, the Sun square Pluto is not a particularly good aspect, and especially when it's in cardinal signs like you are the same. And it really, really means, to be perfectly honest with you, if something weak is in your life, then it's going to break. Because with Sun square Pluto, you need to understand if something's broken, it cannot be fixed. It could be your love life, it could be a relationship, it could be your career, it could be anything to do with you. Move on and you'll be able to get something better to take its place.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.